Today on our Classic Car Chat, being brought to you by JDR Seeds, this report is we're going to feature a beautiful classic car, and this truly is. This is probably one of my absolute favorites. I'm going to let Stan Imers, he's the owner, he's going to tell us what this car is.
1969 and a half Roadrunner with a 446 spec automatic in it. One of 697 of them made of that year.
And the 69 and a half, that was the start of the Roadrunner series, is that correct?
With the 446 pack.
Yeah, with the 446 pack, yeah. So, and that's why it's very limited edition car.
Yes.
So tell us about this one. How did you go about acquiring a Roadrunner? How did you get a Roadrunner?
It's always a Mopar fan, and back in the day, just watching the Des Moines Sunday Register for cars. This one came up for sale down in Story City, Iowa. Young kid was going to sell it. He only had it for 2 days, and Dad said he had to get rid of it because he ended up in a ditch with it. Second day of it, several of us went down to Story City. Looked at it, and 2 days later, went down and hauled it home. It needed some work.
We got a little burnout activity going on over here with the Dodge Challenger.
It's kind of fitting, Mopar.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, we're talking Mopar right here. Yeah, so you brought this home from Story City. What kind of condition? Like right now, it is fantastic. I bet it didn't look like this when you brought it home.
No, the kid put it in the ditch and laid it over on the side. So there's a little bit of damage. We did have a local guy repaint it, Terry Sabin, back in the day. And then I've owned it for 44 years. And the last 15 years, it's been a nut and bolt restoration. Today is actually the first day I've taken it out, really driven it without any leaks.
And the color, was it this color original, or was this a color that you picked, the beautiful orange?
No, this is all factory original. We're not a numbers matching car. We're just an era correct drivetrain and everything in it, because the other one was missing when we bought it. I mean, it was a running vehicle, but everything's error correct on it.
All right. So it is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful car. You know, 1969 and a half Roadrunner, 440 six pack. Never asked you, automatic transmission in this one?
Yes, automatic.
And the thing about the Roadrunner is they were more of a basic car. Their interior was just more base level. Usually they didn't have big mag wheels or chrome wheels. They came basically with just regular wheels. That was the whole idea of the concept. It was to be a performance car.
Correct. No hubcaps, just stock black rims on it. Kind of a cheap car. There's no thrills or spills in it.
And I like one thing that you did with the tires back in that time period. We had white walls, but we also had red walls, and this one has the red walls on it.
Correct, yeah. To be era correct, that's what we needed on the car.
It's great. You did a beautiful job of making, as you said, just making it correct for what this car originally was. Congratulations on owning this gorgeous Roadrunner.
Thank you very much.
And Stan Imers from Algona. And does it have the Roadrunner horn? There you go. There's the Roadrunner horn. I was hoping you would do that, because that is one of my loves for the Roadrunner. All right, very good. Our classic car series being brought to you by JDR Seeds. This time around, 69 and a half Plymouth Roadrunner. And again, Stan Imers, our guest.